Step back and watch the Okay, folks, I really had hoped that I would not be sick anymore by the time I was recording this show. I got sick at the end of August, recorded show 200, while not feeling 100%. And as you can hear from my voice, I'm still not 100%. So the head cold I picked up leaving my former job placement migrated from viral to bacterial. I have done 2 rounds of antibiotics. I have tested negative for COVID several times, so it's not COVID, thankfully. But as you can tell, it's still in my chest. It's still in my head. I just can't shake it. So I've been taking lots of downtime, not talking as much when I'm very agitated throat-wise, feeling like I'm going to be coughing all the time. But I don't want to put off the show another week. I did delay it 2 weeks. Last week I delayed with the hopes of having a new system set up, and yeah, still nada. So here we are recording on Thursday, October the 6th, right before a holiday weekend. So at least this will go out on time, and hopefully I'll have everything reorganized, rejigged in the office, and be all set to go for the next show. At least that's the hopes. So we open the show this week with Declan O'Donovan and his new track, Get Thee Behind the Wheel. Declan splits his time between his home in Whitehorse in Canada's Yukon, and between the urban centers of Toronto, Ontario, and Montreal, Quebec. For over a decade, the Canadian has succeeded in creating stylistically unique fusion of the most diverse songwriting approaches. See, my reading skills are even worse while I'm sick. The music for Get Thee Behind the Wheel was written on a Purple Baby grand piano in the basement filled with spiders on Vancouver Island. A Purple Baby grand piano just sounds fantastic in my books. The owner of the piano and house where it lived was unfettered conspiracy theorist and hoarder who would show up regularly and unannounced and inundate O'Donovan with theories of the world. O'Donovan has no doubt that the setting and the mindset of this weird-ass time placed the information, strange rhythms, and melodies in this song. So if you guys enjoyed that, there will be links to at least one of his socials somewhere on my webpage over at canada.insomniaradio.net. Right, we're going to play 2 more tracks, and then we'll talk to you a little bit if my voice holds out.
Change. It can't. I'm Anna Pack, and this is Insomnia Radio.
Okay, folks, so those who are regular listeners to the show might recognize the stylings of track number two this week. That was Shane Stewart. I've known Shane for, I want to say about 10 or 11 years now. Yeah, really that long. We went to college together. It was second career choice for me, but, you know, hey, anyways. Shane talked about his music at some point in time at school, and I dropped him the info for my podcast and said, hey, if you're ever interested, you know, I don't charge to get on the show. All I ask is that you send me a copy of whatever you'd like played, not a link to, you know, stream it from somewhere. So, you know, this is second, third, fourth, fifth, maybe sixth time I've played his music on the show. I don't know. I've lost track. I did an interview with him. He came and co-hosted a show at one point in time. And we kind of did a combination of co-hosting and talking about his music. And it was pretty fun. Yeah. Love to do something like that again with a different musician, which would be fantastic. So he's got a new album out. It's called Life is Strange. Life is Strange is also the title track, first release single kind of deal off the album. So if you enjoyed that, I will have links to Shane's stuff in my show notes. And you should definitely go check out more of his stuff and let him know that you found out about him here. Track three this week is a band or an individual called Milo. And they are based out of Windsor, Ontario. And I actually got an entire little bio from them, which was fantastic. I had followed up with them to ask them where in Canada they were based out of. and got this. The exciting and revolutionary post-new wave sound of solo artist Milo music is a genuine hybrid Music is a genuine hybrid blend between his past, present, and future to come. From the creativity of his innovative retro-futuristic vibes to the infusion of the instability, addictive hooks in his indie pop style to the undeniable lure of his synthwave influence, the combined sound of Milo is unlike anything other and purely second to none. Drawing inspiration from the eclectic array of music found on the streets of South Detroit, Milo is well-versed in everything from the spirit of punk to the stylistic sounds of techno, thanks to his youth spent entirely immersed between headphones. Discovering a passion that would stay with him throughout the years as he grew up, music has always been there for Milo when he needed it the most, and has always been his hope that one day he would be fortunate enough to repay its kindness. And it goes on, and I really can't read as the whole thing because my voice will give out today on me, and I have some stuff to talk about and more tracks to record and play, right? So we should do that. But if you did enjoy that track, you should absolutely follow my show note links and go check out more of Milo's stuff. So, since show 200, I have been streaming video games on Twitch even more. Found an amazing community run by Sapphire Starlight. This woman is amazing, fantastic, generous, and all the things I say about her will make her blush, and that's okay. But they are the honest truth. She runs this amazing supportive community on Discord to help other streamers or other artists, not just streamers, other artists as well, get some recognition for their crafts and the support where they need it if they're lacking support. So for me, I got more viewers from my Twitch stream, which meant that I achieved affiliate status and will start making money from doing the gaming live streams, which is fantastic. My goal is to see if I can make this a full-time gig and make enough money to not have to go back out to the world to a 9-to-5 or a 3-to-11 kind of job. I love all you listeners, but customer service jobs absolutely suck and people treat you like garbage. And I don't think at my age I can do that much more. I would much rather sit at home, enjoy all this fantastic music comes in, put together shows once a week and share them with the world so everybody can enjoy this fantastic music that comes into the show and have fun streaming and playing games with other players and entertaining you that way. So if you are somebody who watches Twitch, even if you can only come and follow me, that would mean so much to me. My Twitch handle is Chris_from_Canada. Trying to keep it all linked into the podcast here so you kind of have, you know, the flow of things. I've been running Wednesday night streams of a game called Phasmophobia, which is a spooky, haunty type ghosty game. I've been doing Thursday Among Us, modded, so it's Town of Us. So it's kind of like Among Us and Town of Salem had a squishy together game, and this is what came out of it. It's a lot more fun. Trying to get full lobbies every week can be interesting. I like to run with at least 12. 6 is okay, but 12 makes it fun. Yesterday, I got to play in Jay's lobby of 15, which was entertaining. I've never done a 15 lobby before, but, you know, fun. I'm making lots of new friends and talking with people all over the world, which is amazing. And with the support I got from Sapphire Starlight's community, and yes, there will be links to her webpage, which has links to her Discord and everything else like that. So should you be an artist, be it a musician, a podcaster, a fiber artist, a virtual photographer, a real photographer, anything like that, her community is wide open for any type of art form. There will be links to that so you too can come and get some support. I am posting the link to her webpage with all these links with her permission, just in case you're curious and worried. I did talk to her about giving her a shout out on my show and some recognition. So there is that. But the community pulled together and helped me get affiliate status within 2 weeks, which was amazing. They got my views up. Amazing. So I have been paying it forward and rating other streamers that are trying to push for affiliates. So if you do wander into my streams, not only will you be supporting me, but you will eventually be supporting somebody else who is pushing for affiliate status or just needs some more viewers or could use a few more followers. So if you can follow me and, you know, stick around, watch some streams. I have said if I can get to 50 subscribers, I will do a Phasmophobia stream with a webcam on so you can actually see me jump scared. I have not played yet with a webcam on. I only have what is currently attached to my laptop. So 50 subscribers will have me going out and buying a decent webcam so that you can all watch me be jump scared playing Phasmophobia. Sound good? And I promise it will be at least a 2-hour stream. And I don't know if I'll play with one other person or three other people, but it'll happen. Right? Awesome stuff. So that being said, I'm in week six of being sick. I am in month 2 of being home after being laid off from my job and trying to stay positive and motivated to do all the fun things and, you know, just enjoy life if I can. So if you want to, we have my Twitch. I have Twitter. We have Patreon. We've got the Instagram for the webpage. I even went out and got TikTok for the Twitch stream. So, you know, I've been posting some of the video clips of stuff I've been playing, trying to help pull in a few more viewers there. I've also been streaming a lot of Minecraft. Amazing. People actually like watching people play Minecraft. I'm getting anywhere from 7 to 15 people watching the stream and up to 26 views of the stream after it's posted, which is amazing. So if you've been watching my Minecraft streams, thank you. Feel free to hop into the chat and say hi. Also, if you're following the stream, in my chat, I have a Pokemon game equipped, so you can play catch Pokemon in the stream while you're listening to me play video games. Yeah, it's fun. Also, if you're hearing this, I don't know if it'll still be going on by the time this is released. One of the guys I've been gaming with, SAS_PhoenixFire, has been running a challenge on his stream. So he tends to play at about 9 a.m. Eastern time, which is about 2 p.m. UK time. He is in the UK, and he's been doing a setup challenge. So if you follow his stream, our first time chatter, subscribe, or get given a gift subscription, he will do sit-ups. And starting tomorrow, he's including bits. So that'll be October 7th. He starts doing that. So that is where we are at, people. That's what I've been doing. That's what I've been up to. Hopefully you guys have been having an amazing 2 weeks off where I have not done a show. And hopefully the last show that was like an hour long was amazing for you guys. Or was it 2 hours? Show 200 was like 2 hours. So it should have given you a couple of days of listening or, you know, pushed all your other shows out for a while. So hopefully we'll be able to get back on track and be doing this weekly again. And now we're going to play you another set of tracks. I should have tried. Really, it wasn't in the right place.
Aldershot.
Bedford.
Bradford.
Chester.
Cambridge.
Dartmouth.
Dorset.
Oxford.
Lincoln.
Manchester.
London.
Liverpool.
Southampton.
Windsor.
All places that the Canadians have nicked from the British.
And when they're not doing that, one particular Canadian's playing some cracking music.
On Insomnia Radio Canada. They stole London. How dare they?
I wonder what it is about you. You got me feeling so weak. It's so strong. I find a way back to you again. I hope that I won't fall this time. I've been hurt before, broken and bruised from their words. I bet I'll feel, yeah, I am standing exposed. You see all my stretching, you see all my lines, kiss all my scars, yeah. Embrace all of me, temper and heat, even when it's not easy. I'm lying next to you on this lazy Sunday afternoon. I pull my walls up when I'm scared. It's so patient and kind to me. Just when I feel that you leave me, you bring me back home, close to you. I've been hurt before, broken and bruised from their words. I bet I'll feel, yeah, I am standing exposed. You see all my stretching, you see all my lines. Kiss all my scars, yeah. Embrace all of me, temper and heat, even when it's not easy. I'm lying next to you on this lazy Sunday afternoon.
Okay, folks, let's see if we can get through this last little bit of talking before I go into my next coughing fit. So, there we had the punk duo Mobina Galore and their new live album with Canadian tour dates. Sadly, most of these tour dates have already passed. They were all back in September, ranging from the 9th to the 24th. And they played everywhere from Montreal, Ottawa, Waterloo, London, Sudbury, Winnipeg, Saskatoon, Calgary, Edmonton, Victoria, and Vancouver. So, they were all over the board. It was fantastic. And if you enjoyed that track, please do check out more of their stuff. The track was Spend My Day. And that track, as well as the next one, came in through Arturo Research. So thank you, Ava, for sending those my way. The second track of that pair was Neela and her track Exposed. It is the title track from her upcoming third EP. And it was produced by a pair of Grammy-nominated producers. So, Good stuff there, right? Awesome. Last track time. Before we get to last track, please take a moment to go over and check out the show notes, follow and like musicians where you can, add them to your playlist if you're going to grab them off of Spotify, etc. If you can, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Twitch, Facebook. Yeah, there's an Insomnia Radio Canada Facebook page. If you want to connect more with us and the musicians, join our Telegram. Or there's an Insomnia Radio family Discord. So you can come over there and join us there. All the links to all these fantastic things are, of course, in the show notes. Our last track also comes from our tour research, but this one's sent over to me from Adam. So thank you, Adam, for sending this my way. And it says, rock and roll is a weapon, a promise, an energy, and it captivates and inspires, pulling us within the fiery whirlpool of its deadly spell. Carrying that torch into the new era of young, sweaty, and overdriven rock and rollers, yet standing apart from those that have come before them, Excuses comes armed with generations of melodies, influences, and inspirations to draw from. So this last track, if you didn't catch that, is coming from a band called Excuses. And the track they've sent into us is My Nicotine. So enjoy this last track now at our 35 minutes into the show. And we will catch you hopefully next week for the next show. Bye-bye.
Head was full, my body weak, left without a word to speak. My shaking hands, I won't forget the rush when he lit that cigarette. I know this heartbeat is killing me slow. I taste you on my lips, so caught up in your kiss. I feel you in between my fingers, I'm oblivious. You get the best of me, bring out the worst in me. Then you leave me to die. I know this heartbeat is killing me.
Until next time, stay safe, everyone, and remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.